An NPR One original.
A lot of us had to read the same books in high school. 1984, The Great Gatsby, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Maybe you liked them, maybe you just skimmed your way through. Or maybe they changed the way you see the world. I'm Andrew Mambo. NPR's Andrew Limbong recently asked NPR listeners what book from high school had a lasting impact on you. And you had a lot to share. Andrew's here to tell us about some of the responses. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, what's up?
So this wasn't a formal poll. You did get hundreds of responses. What did people tell you?
I think straight off the top, let's just talk about the clear winners. The NPR Books team asked the NPR audience, our audience, about what books really shaped you in high school. The top answers were Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird and George Orwell's 1984.
Several people mentioned, you know, the unique ways they've incorporated these books into their adult lives. Can you talk a bit about those?
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of this exercise is to find out which books shaped you. And by definition, that means they are still books you think about and affect you to today, right? And so in talking about, let's say, the autobiography of Malcolm X, right? One reader has talked about how that continues to inform his thinking about being a Muslim in America. To go back to Kill a Mockingbird, I think we had someone write in saying that they named their first kid Atticus, you know, after the lawyer, which is like, wow, that's true fandom right there.
Yeah. So you've covered books that some people say shouldn't be available in schools. Did any of that come up in these responses?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of the books on the list, whether textually or subtextually, are sort of about the power of reading and about how important access to literature is, right? A book like Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury is the obvious example where, you know, people are writing in. And I think reflecting on reading books like that when they were 14, 15, 16 had them thinking about, you know, the current push for certain books to be removed from school shelves, whether for reasons of, you know, having to do with like race or sexuality or things like that. And so I just think it's a testament to how powerful like these books are and can be, especially when you are so young and it's your first sort of taste in the power of literature.
You also asked, you know, which books people think high schoolers should be reading today. Did any of those titles stand out to you?
The one big new book that made the list was Percival Everett's James. That book is a retelling of Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, but through the perspective of Huck's friend, Jim, who's a guy escaping slavery. And I think a lot of people were writing in about how, and this is a great idea, and I imagine some pedagogy is like evolving around it, how it'd be good to pair them, right? Pair James and read Huck Finn and take the two together as a whole. The idea is that it creates for like a kind of interesting snapshot of American history.
That's Andrew Limbong. He covers arts and culture for NPR. Andrew, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks a lot, man.